Well, explosion. Suddenly exploded a couple of times, I think. My goodness. Mitch got even sillier when he wore a tracksuit on stage. What happened there? He's just feeling relaxed. Let it all go. It's all right. Who thinks that's okay, an explosion? A few people. A few people are like, All right. How good is that song? I like it, Luke. It's very good. It really fits really well, actually, because tonight I just want to talk just really simply, I guess, on fixing our eyes and how the gospel message and like the thing that is the thing in church and in Christianity is really simple. It is so simple, and it is just about Jesus. And it's just saying, Jesus, I understand what you did for me, and I give my life to you, and that's that. And that's all it is, and that's all there is to it, and that's all I want to live my life for. And so I want to talk about fixing your eyes, because like you've probably heard the expression, the eyes are the window to your soul. And so I guess for me then, what I fix my eyes on, I want to matter. I want to be something worthwhile, because if that's going to be what is in, going into my soul, then that's, I want to make it count. Amen. And so I want to be fixing them on Jesus. And I think that that's something we really need to do. And so that's kind of what I'm going to talk about tonight. Before I start though, how good is this, the family like service, like family series being on a Sunday morning? Yeah. It's been so good. And I was just thinking about it because like, I guess as young people, it's easy to think, oh, well, I hope my mum and dad are listening to that. Or, oh, yeah, I'll kind of note that one down for the future. But what God says to us about family is so crucial right here and now in our lives every day. And I just encourage you, if you... like, this thought came into my head this morning and I was thinking about it. And thinking about how, like, right now, like, I should be thinking about what sort of husband I want to be, what sort of father I want to be. And we think about that, and you're like, oh, well, this is what I want for the future and everything. And God really sort of said to me, I guess, like, if that's what you're thinking for the future, then what are you doing about it now? Like, think about now what sort of husband or wife you want to be if you're not married. Think about what sort of mum or dad you want to be if you don't have kids. Like, even if you're young, that might seem weird if you're like 15, but think about it, because the way you live now, it's not like when you get married or you have a baby, you are just going to become a different person. You'll be the same person. You'll just have a kid or a wife. Hopefully both. And so what we are now and what we make ourselves and who we let ourselves become is who we're going to be when we're married, when we have kids. And so I encourage you, if you've missed the Family Life series, to download it. You all know how to use iTunes and podcasts and all of that stuff. You can download it for free, listen to it. Seriously, I just want to just, as a side note on the podcast, there is so much gold for free on the church website. There are incredible messages from incredible people that you can just get and you can just listen to. So don't miss that opportunity. Like, use your internet bandwidth for something worthwhile. All right. That's just my little side bits. Now we're going to get into it. Amen. So I want to talk about fix your eyes. The verse that I'm kind of getting that from is in Hebrews 12. If you would turn with me to that. Doing SRE scripture at Coromel High every Friday, which is really exciting. And one thing that I always find interesting is when we grab the Bibles and we've got to find a scripture. So I'm just going to do a real super fast explanation here, because usually what happens is they say, what page is that on? And then we've got to look it up. So, Hebrews is a book in the Bible. So when we say a reference, there's like Hebrews, that's the book. The Bible is made up of lots of little books, yeah? The 12 is the chapter of Hebrews. So that's the big number in your Bible. then the verses are the little numbers next to the little sentences. You with me? So when I say Hebrews 12, verse 1 to 2, you know what you're looking for, and it's on page 1115. See, that's why you can't rely on page numbers, because everyone has different sized font Bibles. Anyway, so I'm just going to read that passage. I just thought I'd explain that, because I kind of think sometimes in church we make the assumption that you know how to look something up in the Bible, but that's an unfair assumption, so I didn't want to make that. Amen? So Hebrews 12 says this, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." That is where I want to get it from, and I want to talk tonight about fixing your eyes on Jesus. Because it's easy to live life fixing your eyes on all sorts of rubbish, or just nothing, or the mirror, or I don't know what, but if we want to live the lives that we are called to live, and we want to live in relationship with the living God, then we need to fix our eyes on Jesus, who says he's the pioneer, the author and perfecter of our faith. And so that's what it's about. That is the thing, and we can't miss it, yeah? If you miss it, then you've missed it. I've got some really simple stuff today, and I was writing some of my little points and phrases and thought, man, these things are silly. So just bear with me if they sound really obvious, because I think sometimes we miss the obvious. We are excited when somebody says something complicated, but it doesn't actually make a difference in our life. So I just want to talk really solid, just really simple tonight. Is that okay? Good. Are you with me? Good. If someone's talking next to you, slap them in the face. I mean it. I'm not joking. Not if they're not talking. Don't be smart. All right. So I want to talk about this idea of fixed. If you haven't heard me talk about it before, which I'm sure you have, I ride a fixed gear bike. I'm going to go there. And I was riding it when I felt God give me this message. Because, you know, fixed. Fix your eyes. It just kind of clicked in my head. I don't know if that's spiritual or whether I was just riding my bike, but it doesn't matter. It's biblical anyway. But fixed means stuck to, connected to, held on to, yeah? Like solidly connected, focused on my bike. It means that my pedals are stuck to my back wheel, essentially, like with a chain. And so wherever my legs go, my wheel goes, and vice versa. It means that they are fixed on. They're not going to move off. They're not going to do a different thing. Like my legs are not going to do something different to my wheel because they're fixed. And so that's kind of like, this isn't a complicated passage. It just says, fix your eyes on Jesus. That just means glue them on to him. Yeah, you got it? It's not really complicated. It's just like, say, like, it's not like, oh, just have, like, glance at Jesus sometimes. Or have a look, have a peep when you're at church. Like, have a glance at Jesus. That's not what it says. Hebrews does not say, glance at Jesus as he walks past you. That's not what it says. It says, fix your eyes. Yeah, so I want to talk, I guess, tonight about what it means to fix our eyes on Jesus and how we can do that. Is that okay? Because I think if we can get this right, then so much other stuff in your life becomes such a smaller issue, because that's, your eyes are fixed on Jesus. And I think we can try and live a life that's like Christian without fixing our eyes on Jesus, and we miss the point and we'll never last. But when you fix your eyes on the person that is the author and the perfecter of your faith, then you can see what he's done for you, and you can live the life that he's called you to live. Amen? Amen. So firstly, let's get into it. The first thing I think you need to do, and these are really obvious, okay, so don't just go, oh yeah, whatever, don't switch off. The first thing you need to do if you're going to fix your eyes is to have vision. That makes sense? I loved this morning, like Mom talking about vision and how having a vision for your relationships. And I think that's such a true and good thing. I think it's something that you need to do. You need to be speaking life and vision into the things that you want for your life, whether that's your relationships or your work or your study or whatever. Like, have a vision, because if you don't have a vision, then you're not going to get anywhere. Even if you are young, even if you're not thinking, like, even if you don't know exactly what you want to do with your life, still have a vision for it. Like, have a vision that you want to do something. Even if you don't know specifically what it is, that doesn't matter. But have a vision that you will do something with your life. Because if your vision is nothing, that's what you will get. Amen? So have a vision for it. And vision, just like it is for our relationships, is so crucial for our lives. And vision is really simple. I'm going to explain it just really simply here. Vision is where you're looking. You with that? Whatever you are looking at is what your eyes are fixed on. Does that make sense? You with that? It's there, yeah? What you look at is what your eyes will be fixed at. I can't say that my eyes are fixed on Jesus if I'm looking over there. It's just not true, because you can't make your eyes look at two things at once. Like, you can't do that. And so when it says to fix our eyes, it requires vision, yeah? In 2 Corinthians 4, here's another place where it talks about fixing our eyes. And I thought, well, since it says the same thing, we should read it. In verse 18, it says, "And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory as comes." That's not the right passage. Don't worry, I was reading 3:18. That was good, though. Then it says in 4:18, "So we fix our eyes," there it is, "not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." When we look and we fix our eyes on the natural and the things that are just temporary and worldly and just life stuff, then when we die, so does the thing that we fixed our eyes on. But when you fix your eyes on Jesus, it's eternal. It is bigger. It is maybe not seen in the natural all the time. And maybe that makes it harder, you think, to fix your eyes. But the Bible's promise is that if you fix your eyes on Jesus, he will be with you. If you believe in him, then he will save you, yeah? And so we need to be people that just don't fix our eyes on what the world's doing. Don't fix our eyes just on what our friend's doing or what the latest thing is, but fix your eyes on the person that created you, the person that loves you, the person that died for you. Fix your eyes on Jesus, amen? Jesus in John 14, his disciples are talking to him, and Jesus is talking about how he's going to go and prepare a place for them. And he says in verse 4, John 14, he says, "You know the way to the place where I'm going." And Thomas says to him, "Lord, we don't know where we are going, so how can we know the way?" And Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." That's such a famous verse, but I was struck by it today because Jesus says, "I am the way." So when you're fixing your eyes on Jesus, you are fixing your eyes on the way. You with it? You there on that? I was riding today, and I don't know if you've ridden like along the bike track on a Saturday or a Sunday afternoon, but around North Beach gets really crowded. And if you don't, pardon the cheesy illustration, fix your eyes on the way, you will run into a small child. Because they do not fix their eyes on the way. They're just off in whatever world, and they've got a lack of fine motor control. And they hear a bell or their dad say, "Get out of the way," and they do whatever. And if they've got a scooter, it kind of just flicks out. And if there's a dog, it just kind of runs. And so that the lead is like, you know, like going to trip you. So if you aren't fixing your eyes on the way, you're going to crash and break your collarbone. Guaranteed. Every time. So that's the simple thing is, don't just look around. Don't just randomly look at stuff. But fix your eyes on the way. Look where you're going. Amen. And if Jesus is the perfecter of our faith, if Jesus is the way, and that's what he says, and his word is true, then we need to fix our eyes on him. Not just on nice ideas or whatever, not just on a message or a good song or anything like that. Stuff, even stuff that could seem spiritual, you can't fix your eyes on that. You need to fix your eyes on Jesus, yeah? And that stuff is a reflection of your heart being pointed towards him, your eyes being fixed on him, amen? So firstly, if you want to fix your eyes, you need to look where you're going. You need to have vision, yeah? The next thing I think you need to do is you need to have movement. When you fix your eyes, you can't stay still, yeah? Because Jesus isn't just like lazing about, just hanging, for us to just hang around with him and look at him. But he has a plan for your life, and that plan requires you to do something. And so you need to get moving, amen? If you're going to walk the path, then you've got to walk. It's complicated, I know, but like a path, the way, is not there just to stand on, it's there to travel on. And so you need to move if you want to fix your eyes, because if you don't move, then it'll go out of view. We were writing, I'm going to use writing examples all day today, just so that you, at least if you remember something, you just remember that I ride a bike. And you know, that'll do if you get something from this. But we were riding yesterday, and I was with Adrian and Hugh, and it was a good fun ride, and we were coming home, and it started to get windy, and we were riding into the wind, because for some reason we didn't figure that out early and ride the other direction, so that it was easy going home instead of it was hard going home. And so anyway, what we did though is just to see if it would work, we made one of those little like aero lines where you all line up, and like the idea is the person at the front breaks like the wind barrier, and so you can just ride like their slipstream, yeah? It sounds pretty cool, and it actually does work. It does. That's why they do it. That's why you see cyclists all in a line, riding along. It works. It makes a big difference, actually. And when you're at the front, you can really tell you're at the front. But anyway, so we were doing that, and I think it kind of backfired, because then we were trying to just overtake each other the whole time and getting faster and faster, and it just undid any good that would have done for us. But what I guess I was thinking was, there was a couple of times where Hugh, because he was eager and he had his new bike, he would just crank around the side and he would just, I don't know, just flog down the bike path past us. And if I didn't keep moving quick enough, then I would lose the slipstream aerodynamic benefit of that, yeah? You see where I'm going? And no? That's all right. This worked better in my head. So what I had to do was fix my eyes. There it is. On what the person in front of me was doing, on like their back wheel, and stay with it, stay moving, so that I could stay focused, yeah? And if I just stopped, or if I just laid back, they would just get smaller and smaller in the distance. And any benefit of me fixing my eyes on them would be gone. It's no good just to sit there and watch Jesus as he goes along. But he is walking a path for you to follow. So follow the path and fix your eyes, yeah? Don't look at the stuff that is going around, the distractions, the kids running on the bike path. Like, don't just look at that stuff, but fix your eyes on the person that you're following and follow him. Yeah? You got it? That made sense in the end, didn't it? Good. Maybe I could tell it better next time. In Exodus 13, Exodus is the story of the Israelite people's exodus, so leaving of Egypt, yeah? And so we hear about them following God, and it's this amazing thing. Like, they are walking, or they have no idea where they're going, but God promises that he will show them the way. And it says in verse 21, Exodus 13, it says, "By day the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light so that they could travel by day or night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people." What God was doing is he was saying to Moses and to his people, fix your eyes on me, follow me, and I will take you to the promised land, literally. And that's what God says to our lives. He says, fix your eyes on what Jesus done and follow him into everything that he has for your life. If you look around, like, the Israelites are in a desert, pretty much, for years, literally, like, years, a lifetime. And that's kind of what our life can be, I think, if we don't fix our eyes on what Jesus has, because we can be just looking around, we can just be wandering in the desert if we don't follow God. But if we fix our eyes and we get moving, we start following, then we can see what God has for us and we can live in everything that Jesus has for us. Amen? So we need to move. So we need to see, we need to have vision, and we need to have movement if we want to fix our eyes. Amen? And I think just, I guess what my last point is kind of maybe a little bit different, but I think sometimes we get the idea that fixing our eyes on God is like, or Jesus is this big religious hard thing to do. That it's like, oh, that's only for really spiritual people to do that and to live a life that God's got for them. Yeah, I don't know. Has anybody else ever thought that? It was just me. Okay. But fixing our eyes on Jesus isn't supposed to be hard. It's not supposed to be hard work. It's not supposed to be complicated. It's really simple. And sometimes we make it more complicated, but Jesus says, like, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. He says, like, the Bible says that Jesus is love, that he is grace. And so he's there all the time, waiting for us to follow him, waiting for us to look to him. Jesus isn't hiding from you. It's not like a game where you've got to try and find him before you can follow him, before you can fix your eyes. He's standing there in front of you every day saying, come, follow me. Come, follow me. I'm here. I'm ready. I've got something for your life. I have a plan for you. I died for you. You can fix your eyes on me. I'm not going anywhere. Like, I'm right here. And we get this thing where, like, we make a mistake, we stuff up, and we think, well, that's it then. I can't keep following God because I'm not good enough. But that's not the requirement. In Hebrews, it says that Jesus is the perfecter of my faith. I'm not the perfecter of my faith because I can't make my faith perfect because I make mistakes. But Jesus is the perfecter of my faith. So all I have to do is have faith in him. Amen? If I want to fix my eyes on Jesus, that's all there is to it. I just fix my eyes on Jesus. I don't have to jump through hoops or do anything like that. I've just got to have faith and believe. Like, it's not up to me to make it perfect. It's just up to me to follow, yeah? We need to always just be looking to Jesus, not to the jobs that we have to do or the things that we want in life, but just fixing our eyes on Jesus and what he has for us, yeah? And if you look at him, then you can walk in his path and you can walk in his ways. And I know that when you do, that God has such an incredible plan for your life and such an incredible purpose and that we need to do that. You know, like if you, like without Jesus' love and Jesus' grace, without what Jesus did on the cross, without Jesus dying for us, then all of this is pointless. All of this is a waste of time. It's just like hot air. It's just a show or whatever. Like it's just a waste. But when we understand what Jesus did for us, then it all makes sense. And it's all possible. And it's possible to live a life that God's called you to live because of the grace that Jesus has given you. Amen? So that's kind of my message tonight. I know that's really simple. But I guess I felt God saying that to me. Just like, let's not get caught in doing the things, but let's fix our eyes on Jesus. And let's not just kind of sit through a service or something, but let's fix our eyes on Jesus. Let's not, like, just wander around looking at all sorts of random stuff, but let's fix our eyes on Jesus because he's the one that created your faith and he's the one that perfects it. Amen? Awesome. I'm just going to pray. God, we just thank you so much for what you did for us and for sending your son to die on the cross for us. And Lord, we thank you for Jesus and that because of him, everything is possible. Because of him, we can live in freedom and grace. God, because of him, we can have everything that you've got for us and we can live lives that are worthy of your call and are worthy of what Jesus did for us. And Lord, we just thank you for that, God. I pray for every life, every heart here right now, God, that you would help us to fix our eyes, that we wouldn't be distracted, that we wouldn't be held down, God, that we wouldn't be like wrapped up in the things that are seen, the things of this world, God, but that we would fix our eyes on you. God, that no matter what happens around us or what things look like, God, that we would fix our eyes on you because we know that you are the one that makes it perfect, God. I just want to pray with you tonight if that's what you want to fix your eyes on Jesus. That's a really simple prayer, and I want to pray it with you if you want to. So if you know that kind of in your life, what you fixed your eyes on was just like, I don't know, maybe it was work or school or friends or I don't know what, but you want to fix your eyes on Jesus, then I want to pray with you quickly. So you can just raise your hand with me if that's you. Awesome. Thanks, guys. If you just want to say, look, I'm not looking around anymore, but I've found what I want to fix my eyes on, and I don't want to go from side to side. Like, I think the strength of saying I'm fixing my eyes is saying that's it. It's bolted on. It's glued on. It's not just something that I'm just going to look at for a while and then when I'm bored with it, I'll go and look at something else, but saying I'm fixing my eyes on Jesus. And so if you want to pray that with me, I'd encourage you to raise your hand. If you really want to say, yep, this is it for me, like I want to just fix my eyes on Jesus because he is the author and the perfecter of my faith, then I want to pray with you. Awesome. God, I thank you for people who've raised their hands tonight and God, whose hearts are just open to you, Lord, who you're speaking to. And God, I pray that you would just be real in our lives and in our hearts, God, and that we would just fix our eyes on you. God, that you would help us to be focused. You would help us to have vision. You would help us to move. And God, you help us to fix our eyes on what you have for us, Lord, and not on the stuff that's going on around in the world, Lord. And I just thank you for every life, Lord. I thank you for the purpose you have for every single person, for the plan you have for every single person, Lord, for everything that you've got for us. And Lord, we thank you that it's possible when we fix our eyes on Jesus because of what he did for us, Lord. So God, we ask that you come into our lives and we thank you and we ask your forgiveness for when we've just done our own thing, God. And Lord, we want to fix our eyes on you. Amen. Thanks, guys. We're just going to pray this prayer together. So maybe everyone just... Actually, stand up. I forgot to do the My Church Pledge thing, so we can do them in a minute. But let's just pray this prayer together. Ready? Dear Jesus, I believe in you. Thank you for forgiving me. Come into my life and I will follow you. Amen. Awesome. If you pray that and you mean it or whatever, then see your life group leader or one of the guys and talk to them about it because it's not like just a thing that you say once and that's it, yeah? All right, before we finish...